This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. 7 Indian nationals killed in Gorkha microbus accident identified. Rain begins in western Nepal as weather system moves east. Upper Tulukhola hydropower connected to national grid. And US President Trump says US not ready to make deal with Iran as citizens want to leave Iraq. Now the news in detail. The identities of the victims who died in a passenger microbus accident yesterday at Syed Lakhan Rural Municipality 3 of Gorkha have been confirmed. According to Chief of the District Police Office Bharat Bahadur BK, 7 Indian citizens lost their lives in the incident. The deceased have been identified as 58-year-old Muthu Kumar, 58-year-old Anna Malik, 59-year-old Meenakshi, 53-year-old Sibagami, 57-year-old Bijoyal, 58-year-old Meena and 60-year-old Tamil Larsi. All of them died on the spot. The electric microbus was carrying 16 devotees who were returning after visiting the Manakamana temple when the accident occurred. The vehicle reportedly plunged around 200 meters down the road. 7 other passengers injured in the incident are undergoing treatment at the Old Medical College Hospital in Chitwan. The driver of the microbus, Puspa Molla Thakuri of Besi Sahar Municipality 1 in Lamjung, escaped unharmed. His assistant, Santosh Gurung of Besi Sahar Municipality 3, was injured in the accident. Police said further investigation into the incident is underway. Rainfall has begun in the western parts of the country since this morning due to the influence of a westerly low-pressure system moving gradually towards the east. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, rain has been reported in districts including Darildhura, Doti, Acham, Bajura, Bajang, Gulmi, Kaski, Tonahu, Palpa, Argokhachi and Manang. Rain has also been reported in the Kathmandu Valley this afternoon. Officer Dinakar Kaista said Gulmi recorded 17 millimeters of rainfall and Tanahu 11 millimeters within 1 hour this morning. The department said Mades, Bagmati, Lumini, Karnali and Sudarpasim provinces currently have generally cloudy weather, while Koshi and Gundaki provinces are partly cloudy. Fog has also been reported in some parts of the Tarai and Kathmandu Valley. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the rainfall system that started in the west gradually moving towards the east. There is also a possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some hilly areas and snowfall in a few mountainous regions. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, cloudy conditions may continue for the next few days. Electricity generated by the 22.5 megawatt Upper Tulukhola hydropower project has been connected to the national grid. The power was connected after completion of physical infrastructure, installation of equipment and internal testing of the project built by Tulukhola Hydropower Limited in Raghuganga Rural Municipality 7 in Magdi. The electricity was linked to the grid after 5 days of successful testing. Around 13.86 megawatt of electricity is currently being generated during the dry season. Forest Fire Management Week has begun today with the theme Effectiveness in Forest Fire Control, Participation of All Three Levels of Government and Community. The Ministry of Forest and Environment observes at the week every year from Chaitra 1st to 7th as per Nepali calendar under the Forest Fire Management Strategy to raise public awareness on preventing forest fires. In a message on the occasion, Forest and Environment Minister Madhav Prasad Chauhan urged division forest officers, forest user groups and other stakeholders to organize a awareness program during this week. According to the ministry, activities such as public awareness campaigns, community and school level orientations, monitoring of high-risk areas and construction of fire lines will be conducted. Director General of the Department of Forest and Soil Conservation, Dhirendra Kumar Pradhan, said the risk of wildfires is particularly high in Sudhapur Pashchim, Bagmati and Karnali provinces, especially in the Tarai, Churi and Mid-Hill Forest areas during the dry season from mid-February to mid-June. Nearly 6,800 disaster-related incidents have been reported across the country in the past 11 months. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the incidents have resulted in 464 deaths, while 38 people remain missing and more than 1,800 others have been injured. More than 12,400 households have been affected. Fire-related incidents were the highest, with 3,339 cases reported, causing 98 deaths. The authority also reported 5 avalanches, 7 earthquakes, and 2 boat capsize incidents during the past 11 months. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Iran wants to reach a deal to end the ongoing war, but added that he is not ready to negotiate yet, as the proposed terms are not good enough. According to the BBC, in an interview with NBC, Trump claimed that the United States has totally demolished Kharg Island, Iran's key oil export hub, and warned that the site could be targeted again. Meanwhile, Israel and Iran exchanged fresh strikes overnight. Missile and drone interceptions were also reported in Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Kuwait, and Qatar, reflecting rising tensions across the region. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad has advised American citizens in Iraq to leave the country immediately after a missile strike. After a missile struck rather the embassy compound on Saturday, non-essential U.S. government staff have also been instructed to leave Oman. U.S. President Trump has again called on several countries to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, a vital global oil shipping route. The United Kingdom says it is discussing a range of options with partners to ensure safe shipping in the area. Pakistan has carried out airstrikes on a military facility in Kandahar, Afghanistan, after Taliban drones targeted civilian areas and military installations across the country. According to Al Jazeera, the strikes came on Saturday after Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari condemned the attacks, warning that Kabul had crossed a red line by attempting to target civilians. Pakistan's military said the drones, described as locally made, were intercepted before reaching their targets, though falling debris injured 2 children in Quetta and other civilians in Kohat and Rawalpindi. Pakistan claimed that the Kandahar facility was used to launch the drone attacks at a base for cross-border rebel activity. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 7 Indian nationals killed in Gorakha microbus accident identified. Rain begins in western Nepal as weather system moves east. Upper Tulukola hydropower connected to national grid. And U.S. President Trump says U.S. not ready to make deal with Iran as citizens warn to leave Iraq. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.